fair to say that's not the kind of hockey game you want to be coaching your team to win, a 6-5 high-scoring game?
Oh, I like the 6. So we could be better on the 5, but I like the 6. So you never know. You never know what a game's going to bring. You know, like it could have been as low-scoring as it could have been after the first period. It looked like it was going to stay low, you know, and then it just kind of opened up from there.
Your team went down 2 goals. What was going through your mind at the time when you're behind the bench?
You know, the response once we went down 2 goals to get it back right away, I thought was really important. That put life back on the bench, and I think we went maybe 40 games or 45 games. I mean, we weren't behind that many times going into the third period, but maybe 6, 7, 8 times going into the third period, and we hadn't pulled one off. I don't know the numbers. You'd have to check them, but we hadn't pulled one out. And then recently, this past month, we've been in that situation 4 or 5 times, and we've come back in all of them. We might have lost in overtime or won in overtime or won in regulation, but, you know, tonight was another opportunity. We talked about that just going into the third period. A big third period changes this game. And so made it a little bit more difficult once they went up by 2, but our guys stuck with it and gave them a lot of credit and kept shooting the puck.
Peter, you said, and your team said about Ryan Harbin that he's a playoff kind of player. Yeah. I guess, does that typify what he does in this kind of game?
He was awesome. I mean, he was in the first period, I thought, when we were trying to generate offense. I don't think we were bad, but he was putting the puck. He looked like he knew the system. He looked like he had been playing it forever just with regard to the offensive zone and what we were trying to do. He had a big – it's not an easy thing either. You walk into a locker room, you don't know anybody. He gets in at 12:30 last night. He doesn't know any of the systems. He's got to sit down. He's got video in front of him all day. He's got to try and get some rest. And then to go out and play the game that he did, I mean, he was terrific.
Roman, 5 assists tonight.
Not bad at all.
He's been on a tear personally over the last couple of weeks in terms of points. You know, he says that maybe he can feel a little bit of a groove when he's playing like that. As a coach, can you tell when a player is in a zone?
Yeah. When he's got the puck on his stick, it doesn't matter what zone. When he has it on his stick and he's moving, and even if you're just attacking the net like he was on the game-winning goal, he's attacking off the rush, attacking on a cycle. When he has the puck on his stick and he's moving, he is dangerous. And maybe that gets him more in a groove. But, you know, there's a couple of defensemen that we have that I think the more they move, the more they attack the game, the more things open up for him and the more dangerous they become. Tonight was a good example for him.